well, you can probably hear a few guitar chords hitting off there. Celeste in the background, a drum over there. Thank you very much. They are Run Rig here in Studio 2 playing for us. They're mid-tour at the moment. They're off around Europe and certainly going all over the place. There's Ian Bain, Bruce Guthrow, Brian Huron, Malcolm Jones, Kayla McDonald and Rory McDonald. Welcome to the show. Very kind of you to come along. And, I mean, what makes you stick at it after all of this time? Because it's nearly 30 years, isn't it? It's your proper job.
It's a proper job, yes. The only one now, isn't it? It's great. We've thoroughly enjoyed it. It's What else would you do? It's really enjoyed.
It's only been any good for the past 3 years.
Well, yes, let me introduce you, of course, the man who took over from Donnie Munro. It is Bruce Guthrow. And you're the relative baby, I suppose, aren't you?
The baby. I'll take that at my age. I'll be happily called that.
Brian, I don't know how long. It's 3 years, isn't it, as you rightly
said. Well, actually, there's the newest guy. Mr. Brian Heron's only with the band now 2 weeks.
I was going to say, because you look about 15, don't you? I thought you were somebody's son. Joking. Sorry?
I'm naturally the oldest one in the band.
Oh,
right. I just kind of look young.
It's just wearing.
He goes
wearing
to the front of all the photographs now. It's policy.
But yeah, how did they come across you? Because there's this Nova Scotia, yes? I mean, it's not as though it's kind of, hey, I know a good singer from up there who's going to...
But it's New Scotland.
Hey?
It's that's New what Scotland, it actually means. Yeah. The manager's son was Davy Ross was driving a team of Huskies across Canada. And I think the boys had been searching for a singer now for, what, a year? And went through a bunch of audition tapes and just didn't think they had, I don't know, the voice for the band, I suppose. And he heard a couple, he brought some tapes back, and that was one of them. And as soon as Marlene heard it and some of the guys heard it, they just, they thought that I might be a suitable candidate. So the next thing you know, I was flying to Scotland.
So what were you actually doing at the time then?
I have a solo career in Canada, so I was working on that. Uh-huh. Making
but
my own records.
At one point, was it true that you were going to go and work in the mines or something?
I did.
Yeah.
I was 17 years old working the hard rock mines of northern Saskatchewan, so I did all that. Most musicians do that growing up. They have to do something to support their musical career.
Exactly.
A real job, so they say.
So did you feel immediately comfortable with these guys?
Oh,
what?
Yeah. I felt very much at home. Cape Breton is where I come from, is a very Scottish Celtic community, at one time populated by about 80% Highland Scots. So it was like coming home, coming to these guys.
Well, actually, sort of listening to you, you sing, you have that, the Gaelic is there. Am I right or not?
With Bruce, very much.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that was one of the things that attracted us to his voice, because he had that Celtic feel inherent in the way he sang, absolutely.
Well, let's have a track now. What are you going to play for us first?
Well, we're going to.
This is Book of Golden Stories. It kicks off the album as well.
Lovely.
Yeah. Two. Three.